T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you by Les Schwab Tire Centers. It'll be the best 45 minutes of your life, I promise. Doing the right thing since 1952.
Well, good morning, Portland. It's just about time to get your day started right here with Dusty and Cam on 1080 The Fan. We'll get up and get started. It's time for Dusty and Cam. Just around 6, shower, shave, and coffee. It's time to get that sports fix. Bring a case of the Mondays, then there's Would You Rather, just a little bit of awkward. So tune in live today. It's Dusty and Cam.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app. Download the app, make the Fan your favorite station, and enable push notifications for the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and your favorite shows.
You gotta see it!
Dusty and Cam on 1080 The Fan.
It's time for Dusty and Cam.
Let's go, babe. Come on, let's have some fun, man.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you, the 18th of October, 2019. Dusty here with you. No Cam Cleland. He had a late football game last night up in Olympia. My gosh, it's a trek. And so he is out today. Ryan Buckley, how are you doing, sir?
I'm well. I did learn that yesterday that Olympia, we were talking about the beer, whether they still exist,
right.
All of that. Mm-hmm. I believe they sold to Miller Coors. Their beer still gets made, but it gets made out of California now.
That can't happen. What, do they just truck the water down? It's got to be in the water. It's the water, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but that's in my research, my brief research yesterday, I just found out that it wasn't original Olympia beer coming from Olympia anymore.
All right. Well, what are you going to do? I don't want to say this. As far as cheap beer goes, I loved Olympia beer. As far as your cheap options that you could have, like when you were in college, what was your go-to? Were you probably a Pabst guy, or were you a Milwaukee's Best Ice?
So this is crazy, but Pabst wasn't really big in California at all when I was like young kid in high school. The first time I ever heard of Pabst was when I was in college. Like, never even heard or seen of Pabst.
Really?
And the dude living next to me in the dorm is like, hey, I'm going to go down to I've got this fake ID. I'm going to go down to the, 7-Eleven and get some PBR. Do you want any? And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, dude, Pabst Blue Ribbon, it's the nectar of the gods. And I'm
like,
sure, I'll have some of that. And so he got me some, and I'm like, this is just like regular beer.
I'm going to go ahead and throw this one out there, that guy who calls Pabst Blue Ribbon a nectar of the gods as a freshman, prediction, he wasn't there by his junior year.
You know what? He finished college.
No way.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And he was Pabst is a nectar of the gods as a freshman, huh?
Yeah, he was just, he was kind of like a extreme sports surfer bro.
Okay.
Guy. He was a wakeboarder.
I like it. Oh. It's the
nectar
of
the gods,
bro.
Yeah, boat dude.
Go shred the gnar, huh? Go up to Bachelor, go get on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can see that guy. I know that guy for sure.
But so I was PBR. I'm like, well, this is fine. It just seemed like it was the most readily available. It was at a lot of parties. So yeah, I guess PBR.
Okay. Well, that's why Cam's not here, is because he's Olympia, not taking tour of the former Olympia Brewery, but now probably in a bed sleeping because he got home about like 2 hours ago. We will roll on, though, and we shall slog through this Football Friday show, because I say slog because it is rainy, it is wet, it is a little bit dreary outside, and it's the perfect October Football Friday. in my opinion. We will have Joel Klatt on. He joins us every single Friday at 7:30. Fox Sports college football analyst will join us at 7:30. Of course, we will still have our football Q&A 6:30 and 8:15. Our football Q&As will be going on. We will have our weekend Would You Rather at 8. And then the voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen, will join us at 8:30. 25th anniversary of the greatest call in Oregon sports history. Yeah, I will say it is the greatest call in Oregon sports history. And Jerry Allen was on it, and he is going to be on to talk about the 25th anniversary.
Kenny Wayne's going to score! Kenny Wayne's going to score!
Of that call right there, and what this Oregon-Washington rivalry kind of means to him. And we're going to take a look in and kind of a dive into the game, because Jerry will be calling it right here on The Fan tomorrow alongside Mike Jorgensen, as they have been for, 30 years now. Jerry and Jorgie have been together. And maybe we'll get into that, too, with Jerry. Kind of, they're like the old married couple now. You know, they know each other so well, the ins and outs, and then you can hear. I love it when they say things to kind of rib each other at this point, because Jerry and Jorgie have a great relationship, and it comes across on the air.
Yeah, I got to witness something similar with the Giants. Dwayne Kuiper and Mike Kruko have been their guys forever, about the same stretch of time, and they are so synonymous with one another that when one of them is seen in public, the most frequent question they get is, where's the other one? And they're like, well, we don't go around together. We're not, it's not like it's Jerry and Jorgie just like joined at the hip all the time. But people, I think it's an indication of a really good tandem when everyone's like, yeah, these guys, it's like the one name follows the other automatically. It's a cool thing.
Yeah. And so Jerry Allen at 8:30. Between now and then, though, we've got a lot of football that we need to get to, including a deep dive into Oregon and Washington, what it's going to take for the Ducks to come out with a win, and what Husky fans should be looking for in this game. I mean, we've heard it. We heard from Hugh Millen. Cam and I have talked about it. It's going to come down to which quarterback can make the biggest plays, but it'll be establishing that running game and how important that will be for Oregon. And, you know, some of the big question marks that still remain. Oregon on the road hasn't been good. They got a good win at Stanford. Let's call that Auburn game what it was. That was a road game. And they went down to Dallas, and they performed at a high level. Can the Oregon Ducks, in their toughest test on the road this year, in a true road contest, can that defense translate? And will they kind of rid themselves of the errors that have cost them on the road in the past few years? So a lot of Oregon, Washington that we will get to, the War for the North, as we are calling it now. Official name change complete.
Yeah. So says us.
So says us. But that's not even the biggest sports story of the day. It is obviously the biggest sports story is the Astros taking a 3-1 series lead over the Yankees. Isn't that what everybody's talking about today?
That I should have seen coming, but you completely caught me off guard. Yeah, that is exactly what the biggest sports story is of the day in your head.
Yeah, yes, it is. Before we get to the actual biggest sports story of the day.
I remember it was just like yesterday.
On this date in sports history, 1977, Reggie Jackson earns the name Mr. October. 3 home runs against the Dodgers in Game 6 of the 1977 World Series to lift the Yankees to the title. 3 homers. Reggie Jackson became Mr. October on this date in sports history, 1977.
Yeah, more importantly, is it the greatest kind of simple nickname in sports? Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with, it's not a play on his own name, but it's just an indication that you are like the baddest MF-er in the biggest spots.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. You know what I also liked? A simple, good nickname? Big Smooth.
That is a good one. Yeah.
I mean, Big Smooth is an awesome nickname. Also, Mr. Fundamental.
The Big Fundamental.
Gosh. Tim Duncan. All right. Well, and oh, yeah, by the way, Sleepy Sam Perkins with the Big Smooth. All right. Where we start the biggest sports story of the day. Patrick Mahomes is hurt and the Chiefs are dead. Or are they? It is 6:12 on the Fan. All right, 6:16 on the Fan just before halftime last night. Fantasy owners around the country and around the world, Chiefs fans, and the Kansas City Chiefs themselves all took a gasp of air, hoped for the best, and then saw the worst. Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, went down on a fourth down and won a quarterback sneak called by Andy Reid. And Mahomes went down and he rolled over on his hip and he was grabbing and clutching his right leg. And Patrick Mahomes has been diagnosed, as people saw it on TV, the training staff pop his kneecap back into place, a dislocated kneecap for one Patrick Mahomes. And I think the NFL world just kind of went, oh, S. Because one of the most dynamic players in the league, one of the best young quarterbacks and stars in the NFL, he went down. And folks, I know that there's a lot of hope. He's undergoing an MRI today that, you know, there are reports he could be back in 3 weeks. Make no bones about it. Patrick Mahomes dislocated his kneecap yesterday. He will not be the same player for the rest of the season if he does return. This is a significant injury, and it is absolutely horrible to see.
Yeah, I've actually been up close and personal to an injury like this before. A guy I played baseball with dislocated his kneecap swinging in the batter's box, of all things. It just, his foot planted and he started to rotate and the knee kind of just stayed where it was and he kept going. And it looked very similar to what we saw with the whole popping back in last night. And I think it's interesting because it's kind of a person-to-person type thing where it's like, oh, if you break your ankle, you know, it's going to take you 6 to 8 weeks or whatever. It's a bone. It kind of works the same for everyone. Depending on how bendy and stretchy your ligaments are, the recovery is going to be different for different people. But the biggest thing, like you mentioned, it's still a serious injury regardless. Even if he doesn't have any major tears and they're considered strains or pulls or stretches or whatever, he's not going to be full strength anytime soon.
No, he won't. And this is via Pro Football Doc David Chow. Pro Football Doc on Twitter. He used to be the Chargers team doctor down in San Diego. Now he just kind of does injury analysis stuff. He said that he could be back. Patrick Mahomes could be back in 3 to 4 weeks with a brace if there is no additional ligament tears that are found in the MRI. He said that Mahomes' ability to get up and actually walk off, albeit with the help of others, is a good indication that there is not any other ligament damage in the knee. But even with a brace, the probability for re-dislocation is very high.
That's the thing, is you need those ligaments that got stretched out to allow the dislocation to be able to tighten up so it doesn't happen again.
And the knee, it does mean that he does have a tear. In order for your knee to pop out of place, you have to tear the MPFL ligament, which is, you know, it's grand scheme of things, it's just a support ligament, you know, but that's why you need surgery to get to rebuild it, because of the fact that it'll re-dislocate, right? And if you're wondering if there's a quarterback that has had the injury, Matt Stafford had it back in 2009, this almost the exact same injury, dislocated his kneecap. He went back 3 weeks later. He was back and playing for the Lions with a knee brace on. He did have surgery after the season, but the timetable for recovery from that surgery is 6 to 9 months. Yes, 6 to 9 months on the surgery. So this puts you in a big question mark if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. The first one is, you have a franchise quarterback who has an injury that has a very high probability of reoccurrence, and there is a high risk of, if he does play, to injure his knee further, okay? If he does choose to play, he could, I mean, this isn't you already tore it, your knee's already dislocated, you know, it's not going to get any worse.
It's not black and white, it's gray
area. It could get far worse for Patrick Mahomes if he does play with this. So you have your young star quarterback that, you have this 6 to 9 month recovery. Do you just get the surgery now? Say this year is done. We got to mail it in and we move on to something else. Or are you going to sit there and you go, we're going to have Mahomes because we are pushed all in on this season. We have spent the money. We're not sure how much cap space we're going to have in the future. You know, we've got to play this guy, but we are going to have a Patrick Mahomes that is a drastically different player than what he has been and what he is as a quarterback.
And I don't even know you'd be able to speak to this better having the football background, but what do you do as a coach if that is the path that you want to try, which is, yes, we're going to bring him back. Yes, he's going to play, but we're going to try to have it be different than it's been before. I mean, how do you really even control what you're asking him to do? I mean, I get some play design elements are there that you're not going to try to flush him out or move him around as much, but you can't really prevent the hits he's going to take. You cannot do a sneak like that. You could not do the rollouts, but what do you do to protect him really?
One of the things that is like the hardest part about this entire thing is that what Patrick Mahomes' greatest asset is as a quarterback, outside of having a cannon attached to his right shoulder, is the fact that Mahomes is so good under duress. Right. And he's such a big creator. I was watching on SportsCenter this morning. They had their next gen stats breakdown, and they said that Patrick Mahomes is averaging nearly 7 yards of scrambling per completion, which is an insane number. Like, you can't
on an average. Yeah, that's
he has like 16 passes or something where he's scrambled over 20 yards before completing the pass. Right. And that's just movement in pocket. And I don't know if what they're doing is like tracking movement and they're calling that scrambling, like, does that consider his drop? Where, because that would make sense, because you're dropping
if it's measuring the scramble, it should probably be movement after the drop. Yeah,
absolutely. Right. But that would be 3 to 5 yards on every one if you're just dropping back.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But you are taking away, if you're going to have Mahomes play, the biggest part of what makes Patrick Mahomes special and what makes him the quarterback that he is, which is his ability to move. And you can't do that. If you're the Kansas City Chiefs right now, I don't see any other way that you do this other than you say, Mahomes is done, that we are not going to play him. You have a franchise quarterback that is, yes, your roster, you did push all in this year. You are ready to make a run for the postseason this year. But you have a franchise quarterback that could further injure his leg. And you don't know what would happen to him after that. Now, here's the thing, is if he gets the surgery, full recovery, he could get a full recovery and be just fine for next season. I think that's what you have to do. Not mortgage your future on one run that you don't even know if you are where you're at as a team this year, because your defense isn't that good. You can't lean on your defense. And here's the other thing, problem, and why you probably sit Mahomes the rest of the year, is that you need to have a dominant run game if you are going to have Patrick Mahomes hobbled. You do not. We were talking about this just last week. One of the big issues that the Chiefs ran into was the fact that they could not run the ball last week.
I agree with that. How much of this decision is up to him and how much is up to the team? If they, like, this is a murky situation. Well, obviously he's going to want to play, but what if he says he's good to go and he believes he's good to go and he's, I mean, I know that the team doctors are there to evaluate, but how do you navigate that between the team and the person? Is it just solely, like, does he get a say in that? Like, as far as we can make something happen this year, if they say no, you're sitting?
Ultimately, it's up to the team. I mean, the player will tell you, I want to go. And if you then have the player is going to be the final say. Like, if the team's pushing him to come back and the player says no, then, you know, it's a two-way street. Because the team can also say, Pat, we don't want you to get hurt any further. Like, this is something, and have the doctors be honest. And what it sounds like, I mean, it can get really ugly there to where you're not out for 6 to 9 months. You're out for a year, you know, plus. And you have those conversations. I mean, if you're a Chiefs fan right now, you have got it. You're probably sitting there going, we need Mahomes and we want him to play. But the reality and thinking of it and taking a step back, can Patrick Mahomes be effective and not be Patrick Mahomes, which is a guy who uses his legs to get outside the pocket and to create extra opportunities?
The thing is, his arm is probably good enough to just sit there and be a pocket passer, but I also don't know how much of it's hard to quantify how much of his success is predicated on the ability to be able to move before he throws, because we haven't really seen him be a statuesque guy.
Well, teams defend you completely differently, and that's what makes, if you wonder how guys are so open down the middle of the field against Kansas City, it's because linebackers have to freeze when they see Patrick Mahomes. Anytime Mahomes leaves the pocket, they have to freeze and they have to come up. It keeps the defense so much more honest. And if the defense doesn't have to do that, then all of a sudden you're able to cover those vertical routes so much more easy if you're a defense. Patrick Mahomes freezes you with his legs as a defense, and then that is how he can kill you up the hash marks and outside the numbers, is the fact that he makes you think for a minute before you throw. And this is horrible for the Chiefs. I don't know which road they go down. If I was them, and as this text on the Better You Today text line says, 55305 sounds like a Patriots fan. Yeah, but this is kind of an unbiased take on it. I would sit him because of the fact that he is your franchise moving forward, right? If you get Mahomes and he's never the same player again, how much more are you going to regret that than going in on this year and having a hobbled quarterback?
And I don't think he or the Chiefs want to encounter a situation where that is even a shred of a possibility.
Right. 55305. Here's another big question. The trade deadline is looming. What road do the Chiefs go down? Is there a road that you can go down? I mean, what are the options that you do if Mahomes isn't going to play? MRI results will be back today. And hey, there could be a situation where they say, hey, Mahomes, it actually is a best case scenario. Everything is intact. We're going to try and just rehab, strengthen it, and we're going to put him in the brace and come back, you know. But what quarterback should the Chiefs start kicking the tires on? Because they got to make a decision pretty quickly on it. 55305. That is the Better You Today text line. Our P1 social, as it is every single Football Friday, football Q&A. You got questions, we got answers. Hit them with us on the Better You Today text line, 55305. This is Dusty and Cam. Right now is Buck with SportsCenter.
Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
Every morning at 6:30, Dusty and Cam want to hear from you.
Come out to the coast and get together, have a few laughs.
It's time for Dusty and Cam's P1 Social.
Want me to drive?
No, I'll drive.
The time of the day where you drive the conversation.
Well, we're waiting.
Text us on the Better You Today text line at 55305 and get social with us.
This is your time.
On 1080.
Now go out there and take it.
The Fan.
55305. That is the Better You Today text line. Let's get it. Football Friday, which means we have football Q&A. This text from earlier needs to be read. We were talking about PBR, and P1 Anthony said, Rye Guy from the Bay seems like a Mike's Hard Lemonade kind of guy.
You know what? I saw that, and I don't appreciate it.
No.
That's just brutal.
No,
I mean, Rye Guy from the Bay probably is a Mike's Hard Lemonade
yeah.
guy.
And he drinks lemon drops at the bar, orders a lemon drop. Can I get a lemon drop?
Man, that's brutal.
How does that make you feel, Rye Guy from the Bay? That's not Ryan Buckley, though. That's Rye Guy from the Bay. You've changed.
Certainly not Buck.
No, certainly not. No, Buck is a hams man, that's for sure. Kidding me?
I have a friend with the last name Ham, and his go-to is hams.
Oh, goodness. Okay, 55305, football Q&A. I like this question that comes in on the Better You Today text line. It says, who would you rather have, Mariota or Flacco? This is a question that, to me, is so easy to answer. It is Marcus Mariota.
Agreed, 100%. I guess the one thing I would say is it depends on the circumstance and what you're running. If we're talking specifically for Kansas City, it's Mariota and it's not close. If we're talking about another destination, maybe somewhere that has a power run game, you mentioned how Kansas City doesn't have that. It's not an element.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a quarterback like Flacco. But if you were somewhere that had a good running game, Flacco, maybe, I don't know, would he work in Pittsburgh? More than he would in KC? You know what I'm saying?
What Joe Flacco needs is exactly what he had in Baltimore, which is a dynamite defense and, like you said, a great running game. Like, they had a great running game.
But
like,
if we are talking about Kansas City, the answer is Mariota, and it's not close.
Yes, if you're talking for the Kansas City Chiefs. But just watching that game last night, when you watch Joe Flacco, you're sitting there going, oh my goodness, John Elway has done it again. Has there been an executive that has kind of, I don't want to say, well, this would be an interesting question for Broncos fans. Is John Elway tarnishing his legacy with the franchise where he is the best player in your franchise's history? And it is misstep after misstep as a GM. You have to, or team president, you have personnel decisions, and just, it really all it comes down to is finding a quarterback. Outside of Peyton Manning and finding him to come, getting him to come, it has been a disaster in evaluating quarterback talent for John Elway.
Completely. I mean, it's the whole tarnishing the legacy thing is a really difficult thing because I don't think anyone will ever see him as not being the number one Broncos legend, but it makes the current fans disgruntled with the guy who is your all-time franchise legend. Well,
but here's my problem with the, and there's some hardcore Bronco fans that do believe, and I've heard from them that they're like, no, Elway is a disaster as a, in making personnel decisions and as an executive in the league. He won a Super Bowl though. I mean, he has drafted very well on the defensive side of the ball. He cannot find a quarterback, but he got a Super Bowl and got to another one. You know,
build a defense.
He can build a damn good defense.
Maybe you should focus on that.
But like, that is the problem, is that like, is it starting to go down that road of, I think so many people just expect John Elway of all people to find a quarterback because he was one. It's such a hard thing to do. And he's trying to find a guy that he can also build a defense with. And that is that's a tough thing to do. 55305, the better you. Today, text line. And like this text says, outside of Manning, Manning was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league the year they won it all. But he was a guy that, one thing that Peyton Manning did, now he was not one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. Peyton Manning's mind did not leave him. He put that offense in so many good situations. Now his arm wasn't nearly what it used to be and what we know of Peyton Manning in his prime, but Peyton Manning's mind put that offense in situations to succeed.
That's the thing, is he was essentially just, it was like having an offensive coordinator out there that could chuck the ball 18 to 20 yards.
You know? That's right.
I mean, he could not hit the deep ball. He had zero zip, but being out there and being able to evaluate a defense before the play is what made him valuable, not his throwing ability.
55305, the better you today, text line. Can Matt Moore pull a Nick Foles and carry KC to a title? Yikes. And here, this is what it comes back down to.
I'll go ahead and answer that. No, Bob.
What is no, Bob? I'll go ahead and use the same logic that I did with why you shouldn't play Patrick Mahomes for the rest of the year as to why I don't believe Matt Moore. Hey, go Beavs, by the way. What a great performance Matt Moore put on last night. You're a guy who was coaching high school baseball last spring, and now you're a starting quarterback in the NFL. He comes in off the bench, and he looked way better than Flacco did.
Oh, yeah.
I think weapons and offense have a ton to do with that. But Moore can't do it because when Nick Foles came in, that defense that they had in Philly was awesome. Their running game was awesome.
And the two players were similar enough. They kind of, even if it was a poor man's version, they resembled each other a little bit.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Buck. But the reason why you don't bring Mahomes back is you can't have a run game to lean on if Mahomes can't run. And with Matt Moore, how much are you going to be able to lean on your running game and your defense? You cannot trust Kansas City's defense. So trade for?
Are they in the weakest division in football? And what would get you into the playoffs, and would Patrick Mahomes be fine by then?
Oh boy.
Like, and I know that that's not necessarily how you're gauging it, but what if you go with the road of most caution and you still stumble your way into a bye because you've got all these games against the Raiders, Chiefs, and Broncos that you take care of?
Hey.
Raiders are okay. I know.
Raiders are probably going to win that division, man.
They are not going to win that division. I'll put a post-it on the glass.
Okay, put a post-it on the glass. We got one.
Raiders will not win the division.
Do you think the Chiefs will?
I still think the Chiefs win the division.
Okay. I would probably lean that way, but who knows? I mean, with all of these divisional games, and what is when teams get film on Matt Moore or whomever the quarterback is, if they can't go out and make a splash, do they go and trade for Mariota? Do you try to trade for Mariota? Do you try to trade for Jameis Winston?
That was the first thing you and I talked about this morning, and I'm really interested in that. And there are a couple other names that have come up on the Better You Today text line, including RG3 and Colin Kaepernick. Now, both of those guys have not played football at a high level in a really long time, but if you're looking for someone who resembles what you tried to do with Patrick Mahomes, why not bring a couple of them in at least for a workout?
You want to go with familiarity?
I guess you can't with RG3 because he's on a roster.
What about if you were to go down the road of, I know that he's injured. I don't even know if you can trade while he's injured, but you go and you try to get Nick Foles. He won't be back till week 11. We are in week 7 is already in the books and you got to win there. So you'd have to get through weeks 8, 9, 10, and then you could have Foles back. And I believe that is a bye week.
But here's the problem with that, though. Foles just signed a new contract, and you're going to have to pay Mahomes. So you can't have Foles and Mahomes contracts. I mean, I guess if you want Foles for now and then want to try to flip him again in the offseason to somebody who needs a quarterback, like to Denver, there's the idea. But you're not going to trade in your division.
Here's where Kansas City is at right now. Their next opponents are the Packers, Vikings, Titans, Chargers. Then they have a bye week. Okay. And they'll have the Raiders on December 1st. After the Raiders, they have the Patriots, Broncos, then the Bears, and Chargers to wrap up the year. Can you make it? So if you're looking at, if Mahomes is out for 3 weeks, right? You'd probably want him to sit out that through that bye week. So that's just one extra game and give him that time. What do you think your record is with Matt Moore? Over the next 4 weeks, Packers, Vikings, Titans, Chargers. Three of those are at home. You're on the road in Tennessee.
Man, I think you're probably 2-2.
And then at that point, you're sitting there going, Patrick Mahomes would have.
You got an outside shot at
5.5 weeks. 5.5 weeks of doing nothing on it. Let's see if we can brace it, and then we'll go for that final stretch run with a, albeit limited, Patrick Mahomes. Is that what you would want to do?
I don't know if it's what I would want to do. I mean, it's all contingent on where he is. We'll know a lot more after they get the results of this MRI, or maybe we won't know more.
No, you probably have him on your fantasy team, so it's a we. Like, you're an owner of the fantasy team.
Well, I did last year. That's how I won
team.
The 1080 The Fan League.
That's right. You beat me in the championship game.
Right. In the conversation that no one else out there cares about, the two-man fantasy conversation. But no, I think that it's all going to be contingent on what his timetable looks like, and then also how you're playing. When you're never going to put him in a position to get hurt more, but if you lose, if you go 1-3 over that stretch, maybe you just shut him down completely.
Yeah.
But if you don't, and he's healthy and you can win the division, you're probably taking a shot at that.
55305, the Better You Today text line. Football Q&A, you got football questions, we got football answers. A lot of them coming in on the Better You Today text line. Dustin Cam on the Fan. Duck fans wanting to know where Cam Cleland is this morning. He's hiding from you, Duck fans. That's where he's at. He's hiding because it's Husky Hate Week for all the Duck fans out there. And he said, no, I'm not coming in on Friday. It'll be too much. No, that is not what happened at all. Cam had a game last night. The Skyview Storm went up to Olympia, beat Olympia 53-14, and he got home late. So
I'm a Ducks fan.
He's not here today.
Ducks are cool.
They are cool.
I hope UW loses by 100.
Oh, look at that. And so he is not here this morning because when you play a nighttime football game, I didn't know if you know this, but you get home from 2-hour drives pretty late. So no Cam today. He'll be here Monday.
For the sleep cycle.
Yeah. So you can just direct your taunts on Twitter. I just mix them. A Twitter.
That's
taunt.
A good word. A I mean, if you're going to, it's like you're trolling someone on Twitter with a taunt. It's a twant.
A twant. Yes. There is an end in there. And what we are doing is still our P1 social football Q&A. You got football questions. We got football answers. And now, hey, this is a big one that's coming out. Is a lot of people had the scoreboard app up and running, and they cashed in on their first ever W's. And I'm happy to report, I have the scoreboard app.
I'm happy to report.
I'm unhappy to report I did not win.
Oh, did you take the Broncos? What'd
no,
you play?
I didn't get to bet in time. Because
I thought you were saying you were a loser on your first bet.
Remember when I had the problem yesterday of, as a lot of people were trying to get in at the same time, the username issue? Well, I didn't figure out what the username issue until after both the ALCS, which I would have won a bet on, and the Thursday night game, which I would have won a bet on. And do you see how I'm saying this? Like, I totally would have bet those, and I totally would have won, because now that it's in the past,
yeah,
I know
the
what
gambler
would have happened.
I really liked this side. Well, yeah. did you play it?
Did you play it? Yeah. But I'm ready to rock and roll for the weekend.
I'm almost ready to rock and roll. I got in early this morning, not to brag, but I had so much extra time after writing my reports that I was able to get on the scoreboard app, and I think you and I are going to solicit some help from the text line. What are going to be our winners this weekend?
All right. 55305. Better You Today text line.
Oh, okay. So this coming in on the Better You Today text line, we get this frequently, and actually I had a friend ask me this over the weekend. What's P1? P1's very simple. If we are program one on your radio presets, then you are a P1. It means we're number one on your radio, but really, if you're a listener to us, you are a P1.
Yeah.
That simple.
Exactly. You speak it into existence. I like to say it's like the Timbers Army, because the Timbers Army, their little motto thingy.
It's like, if you want to be one, you are one or something?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're asking the question, am I one? You probably are. Football Q&A. 55305. The Better You Today text line. We're going to have a lot on the Oregon-Washington game coming up next hour, as we'll go into a dive onto keys to the game for Oregon, what to be ready for, and Mario Cristobal in the next big hurdle with him as a coach. He's answered a lot of questions, but there is one big hurdle that I think is left to clear. We will be discussing that. Plus, Joel Klatt will join us, Fox Sports college football analyst, at 7:30, and talk more Oregon-Washington rivalry on that one as well. 55305, the Better You Today text line. Football Q&A. Ben and Rock Creek. Jeez. Do you want to take Ben and Rock Creeks? Do you want to explain the difference between a teaser and a parlay buck?
I would be happy to, Ben and Rock Creek. The fundamental difference between a teaser and a parlay, they are both bets in which you're betting on multiple outcomes, whether that's a team side, an over-under, whatever, but you're connecting all the bets and you have to win all three of them to win your bet. A parlay, you're just taking the bet as they are at face value. So, like, let's say the Seahawks -3, the Chiefs last night -3, and I don't know. Let's say just those two. If you win both of them, it increases your odds heavily. In a teaser, you're actually getting more points because of the fact you need both or multiple events to happen. Essentially, the teaser means you're getting more points from the site or from the book, and you have a higher percentage or higher chance of winning the bet, but you pay out way less because you're getting more help.
All right, there it is.
I don't know if that was succinct enough, but basically with a teaser, you're getting points and getting paid less. A parlay, you're not getting more points and you're getting paid more.
And that is being a degenerate with Buck. This text is actually about the scoreboard app. And there's going to be a lot. I've seen a lot of questions about the scoreboard app on the Better You Today text on 55305. This one says, do you guys have to like send in a license picture and a utility bill and all that for the app? Or can you just deposit money and go? They cross their T's and dot their I's, of course. It is not like you have to go way far out of your way to prove who you are. But, I mean, yeah, you have to answer some questions to get in there. You do not have to send in your utilities or anything like that. But once you are actually in, it is so easy to put money in your betting account and just start betting. I mean, it is crazy easy. And great part is that you can set your limits, right? Buck and I set our limits at $100 a week. That's the max that we're going to do. And you can set your limits and then that's it. Boom. It won't let you take any more money out of your bank account then. which I think is a very smart move by the Oregon Lottery to do.
Until you go back and change your limit, like we discussed.
Mm-hmm. 55305, the better you today text line. Get your football Q&A questions in at 55305. A lot of them surrounding Patrick Mahomes. Where should the Chiefs go from here? We've got everything from Colin Kaepernick, RG3, Marcus Mariota coming in. Somebody said trade for Gardner Minshew. But I have a big question. Like, you said you don't want to mortgage your future on a guy like Nick Foles because you have to pay Mahomes in the long run, right? Mahomes is going to be coming up. You want to sign him to an extension, and Foles is in Jacksonville for a long time. What if you go out and get a guy, say like a Cam Newton, who his deal is coming up. I think what he has 2 more years on it. He has this year and the next year. And you could make it through this year and then send him away to somewhere else because somebody else will want a guy like Cam Newton heading into a contract year. What do you do if you're Kansas City?
It's a great question. I mean, I guess you evaluate who is really available in the, like, who's available, first of all. We don't know if Cam Newton's available. We don't know if Marcus Mariota or Jameis is available. We don't know about any of that. I think any of those guys could be successful in this Andy Reid offense. Now, obviously, Patrick Mahomes has done incredible things there, and he's such a unique skill set, but it's hard to know if you don't know which guys they could even go out and get. If assuming you could get any of them, who would be your number one? Who would you want the most?
If I'd try to make a run at Mariota.
Would you?
I would try to see if the Tennessee Titans are willing to let go of Marcus Mariota. And then if they are unwilling to do it, I would then go to Tampa and see if you could get Jameis Winston. And then after Tampa, I would go to Miami and see if you could get Fitzpatrick or Rosen. That would go down my checklist of guys that I would just try and trade and see if I could get anything for those guys. Because
so you're going Marcus, Jameis, Fitzpatrick?
Right. Because here's Tennessee is essentially saying we're done with Marcus Mariota.
Yes.
And they're
they
going to get...
If they can get any return on him, that should be... They should be welcoming that.
They're not going to get anything if he just walks away. And are they going to hold on to him because they want an emergency backup quarterback in case Ryan Tannehill gets hurt? Like, you're already hitching your wagon to Ryan Tannehill. Things are bad, right? So I would say Tennessee would be the first phone call I make. 55305, the Better You Today text line. Coming up next hour, we will have our conversation with Joel Klatt, Fox Sports college football analyst, at 7:30. We'll also have our weekend Would You Rather at 8 with a special guest coming in to play alongside us. No, it is not Sales Breezy Sierra who will be coming in, not her. It will be a Southern gentleman coming in to play weekend Would You Rather with us. And then we'll have Jerry Allen, voice of the Ducks, 8:30, getting you set for Oregon and Washington. Hot and Cool is next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.